Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. On the 21st of April, 1865, the steamboat Sultana left New Orleans. As she left port, she was having problems with leaky boilers, problems that continued to plague the vessel on her way up the river. At Vicksburg, Mississippi, 2,000 Union soldiers boarded. The men were just released prisoners of war, hungry, sick, and desperate to return to their homes, and they filled the Sultana to over 6 times her capacity. As the steamer passed by Island Number 10, about 5 miles north of Memphis, she exploded into flames. The explosion propelled passengers and cargo into the chilly Mississippi River. Many in the city of Memphis heard the explosion and sent out rescue boats. They were able to save hundreds of passengers who made it to shore before the Sultana finally sank around Marion, Arkansas. The dead numbered 1,700, over 300 more than perished in the Titanic disaster. It was the worst maritime disaster in American history. News of the Sultana disaster was played down, though, because on that same day, John Wilkes Booth, Lincoln's assassin, was shot and killed. The Sultana is believed to be buried in Arkansas riverbeds, but no one has been able to find or recover the infamous steamer. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums or on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.